This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Well, the Royal Dunedin Male Choir presents its end of the year concert on Monday evening, a chance for us to enjoy this unique sound from this unique ensemble. And joining us on the line to talk more about what is planned for the evening, John Buchanan, who will be your conductor for the evening. John Moreno, good to have you with us.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me, Jeff.
This is a choir with a proud tradition, doesn't isn't it? Goes back as far as 1878 in terms of its origins. How long does your association with the choir go back?
Only until 2020, but not very much. About the last 3 or 4 years.
And you know what is unique about this kind of choir?
Well, I think that is the uniqueness of it is that when you think of choirs, you normally think of mixed voices in terms of having, women singing the upper parts and then the men singing the lower parts of any piece of music. And so there's a long tradition, though, of men's choirs dating back to, well, goodness me, medieval times, really when the singing that was perhaps done in churches and places like that were all males. The top parts were sung by young boys, and then the lower parts were taken by men. And so that sort of tradition is carried on of music. If you try and think about things like monks singing, you know, that sort of the singing in that lower register that men do, and there's a lot of music all really revolving around just men, the sound of men's voices.
How large is the Royal Dunedin Male Choir at present?
The Royal Dunedin Male Choir is about 35 men. In its heyday, and we're going back now, I mean, as you said, you know, when it started, it didn't start as the Royal Dunedin Male Choir. It got its royal title in the early 20th century. And in its heyday, it would have had over 100 members. But as with a lot of things, the numbers are diminishing as people get busier and busier. And I always say that there are two musical institutions in New Zealand and worldwide really that struggle, and that are brass bands and male choirs.
Mm.
I remember growing up in Dunedin and there being 4 or 5 brass bands, and now there's 2. So the numbers are limiting. So, but I would like to think that what we've got is it's quality, not quantity, in terms of the voices.
Yes, and indeed, the performances that we look forward to each year, usually a mid-year concert as well, and one of those was held in June this year at St Paul's Cathedral. And St Paul's Cathedral is the venue for Monday evening's concert. It must be quite delightful to bring those voices into that kind of space.
Oh, well, absolutely. I mean, it's designed for acoustic music, as it were, without, you know, having to be amplified or, you know, anyway. And you know, with all the stonework, I mean, it is from its really from a wooden floor and then a stone, the Yomaru stone all around that, right up across the ceiling as well. So you get nice, a lovely acoustic, which really works well for blending voices together.
Yes, if you've never experienced that before at that beautiful cathedral, reason enough to head along on Monday night. But tell us about the program for the evening.
Well, the program is a very, very mixed one. We try to do all different sorts of music. So we're from some of the songs, some shows. The Royal Dunedin Male Choir's music library is really quite extensive. It goes way back to the early 1900s. And so I've instituted going back and looking at some of that music that there was being sung then. And so I'm trying to get one piece of music every concert that I call from the archives. And going back and looking at some of the music that they sang, you know, say 100 years ago. It's really quite interesting. So we've got a piece there. We've got some New Zealand music. We're doing a Māori piece. We're also doing some new works as well, which written just one of them is only written a couple of years ago. And we, as I said, we try to get a variety of classical music, popular music, and well-known music. And we also include a couple of carols in that as well. And we generally have two guest artists. We've got a very special guest artist in the first half of the concert that I'm not allowed to tell you who it is or what they're doing. But the second guest artist is actually Ralph Miller, who is a very good trumpet player. And he'll be playing some trumpet music accompanied by David Birchall on the organ, the large cathedral organ. And then for the final item, we're all going to join together with the organ and the trumpet and the choir to have quite a rousing finish to the concert.
Oh, well, it does sound like a wonderful program, John, and thank you for hanging that tantalising little invitation out there to find out who that other special guest is for the evening.
Yes.
For those who are members of the choir, I mean, there's the joy of singing, the joy of getting together. How frequently does the choir get together to rehearse?
Well, we rehearse every week on a Monday night for 2 hours. And there's also the expectation that be through our website that because they're singing in different parts, you know, we normally have music which is in four parts. We have the, you know, two tenor parts and two bass parts. Online they can go and actually have a rehearsal. You know, they don't have to have their own piano or anything. But we've got files up online that they can go and have a practice on their own during the week at home. And annoy their wives or partners.
No doubt there are social aspects to being part of a choir like this too, some connections and friendships made, long-term ones too, I imagine.
Absolutely, and I think one of the lovely things about being associated with the choir is the actual, is the pastoral care that they have for each other. You know, if you know, one of them is sick or seriously, you know, they'll certainly get lots of support from the rest of the choir, and I think it's a lovely, lovely aspect. It's just not coming together for 2 hours on Monday night and not seeing each other, you know, for the rest of the week.
There are always opportunities, I imagine, John, for new voices to join the choir. What can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. Look, you know, we're always welcome to new voices. You don't have to read music. Singing in tune is quite a good aspect to have, though. And so, they, you know, when people come along, what we do is let them sing with the choir for a couple of weeks, and then I'll have a little talk with them. And if I'm worried about whether they can or not, but by that stage, I'll know whether they can actually sing in tune or where their voice part is, and they can then, certainly join the choir.
Well, I'm sure the choir is looking forward very much to this end-of-year concert at St Paul's Cathedral on Monday evening, 7:30 p.m. is the start time. Is it just entry on the door, John, or can we get tickets in
Absolutely.
Advance?
Yes, certainly. Yep, they just can walk up and the entry is at the door, and then they'll be in for a couple of hours of really nice entertainment.
The Royal Dunedin Male Choir has a presence online if you want to check it out,
dmc.nz. Yes, yep.
You can have a look at that and find out a little bit more about choir life and indeed opportunities to perhaps to be part of the choir yourself if that's perhaps
that's
in
right.
your
they
destiny.
They can also see some of our past performances online. One of the delights of working in St Paul's Cathedral is that the cathedral itself live streams all of its own services, and so they enable us to have access to that, and we can get the video and it's up on YouTube, and also so you can actually go to our website and you can click on some of our past performances.
Wonderful, lovely to be able to access that online, but even more lovely to be able to witness this choir in live performance at a beautiful venue such as this. John Buchanan, thanks so much for taking some time to join us here on ORFM. All the very best for the concert on Monday.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Thank you for asking me.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.